this evening. I'm going to go around the room and everyone's going to introduce themselves. And starting with you, young lady.
Let him say something right now.
What? I didn't hear that.
My name is Talia.
My name is Layla.
My name is Carl.
Oh, why you have to say my last name?
No, you didn't have to.
Oh.
And I'm Mr. Paul here this evening, and we're going to have fun today. It's going to be a fun show. Some of them don't know what we're going to be talking about, so I'm going to surprise them, but it's going to be a fun show. But I'm going to start off and ask, what have you already started? I'm going to go, everybody gets a chance to say, what have you started doing for the holiday?
Working.
Huh?
Working.
Oh, making money?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was supposed to be gifts towards the holiday, but I understand. But something specific that you started doing for the holiday.
Oh, for the holiday.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything.
You haven't done anything? You haven't prepared? You haven't done any shopping?
I know.
You haven't done any planning?
Ain't nobody getting nothing from me.
Planning, I guess.
What are you planning? That was nice. Go ahead. What are you planning?
I'm planning to, my family's planning to go to my aunt's house, and we're going to open presents on the 24th instead of the 25th.
That's
the
plan. All right. What about you,
Layla? I've been buying these ungrateful behind, so I'm planning. I've been buying everybody presents.
You already buying presents?
Yeah, I got to start early. Got to get out the way. You know, I did some Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Okay.
Got to get on it. All right.
How about you, Mr. Carl Reed?
I only bought stuff for myself.
That's a selfish. Really?
Yeah.
And you want another shot at this?
I haven't really gotten no one nothing because I'm not getting no one anything. This is a selfish Christmas.
Yeah.
But I will be taking gifts.
Because
you're
broke?
I'm not broke. I just don't feel like nobody deserves, you know, anything from me. Okay. As of yet. As of yet.
That'll be another topic. I don't know if anybody has to deserve anything from me.
As for me,
we really haven't been doing any preparations because we just moved. So everybody else is planning. We're going to put everybody else's out. But I have bought gifts already, though. Mm-hmm. I have probably bought a couple more to buy.
I hope there's one for me.
Huh?
Hope there's one for me.
Me too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I wish you
out there, I want a fruit platter for Christmas.
Me too.
All right.
Let me get $20.
Oh, okay.
$50, $100.
Anyway,
ask for two.
Y'all make good money.
A lot of selfish people.
I want $1,000.
Hey, today, and you know what gave me the idea for today's topic?
No.
Is you guys came in there bebopping, spitting out Cardi B, and all the foul language that was coming out.
I blew a couple words.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I want you guys to listen to this real quick, and I know as soon as you hear this, I know all you guys are going to have comments. All right, here we go. Listen to this. All right. The association found between video viewing times, rap music, and risky behavior. Teens who spend more time watching the sex and violence depicted on the real life of gangster rap music and rap music videos are more likely to practice these behaviors in real life. Suggests one of the first studies to specifically explore how rap videos influence emotional and physical health. Listen to this. After studying 522 black girls between the ages of 14 and 18 from non-urban, lower socioeconomic neighborhoods, researchers found that compared to those who never or rarely watched these videos, the girls who viewed these gangster videos for at least 14 hours per week were far more likely to practice numerous destructive behaviors over the course of 1 year study. They were three times more likely to hit a teacher, over 2.5 times more likely to get arrested, twice as likely to have multiple sexual partners, and 1.5 times more likely to get a sexually transmitted disease, use drugs, or drink alcohol. Now, having said all of that, all right, I want to hear how you guys feel about it. Does rap music place a risk for teens?
No.
Risk?
Yes and no.
You said no first. Go ahead.
What does their music?
Sorry?
What does their music have to do with us personally? I just like their music. I think it's entertaining. They're entertainers. They're to entertain us, not to encourage us, influence us to act a certain way just because they act like that.
Okay, I need you to hold that thought because I want to go around the room before I say anything because I want to see if anybody picks up on what I'm going to say. What do you think, Jalea?
I think the same thing that she was saying. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I know, me personally, music, it doesn't influence me to do anything. It's for, I listen to it for entertainment purposes only.
How about you,
Layla? I'm like conflicted between yes and no because like for some people like that do know better and like do have self-control. It's just like they do know better and like they can just like be like, oh, like them, like, oh, I just like their music. But it's like there are some people that actually like, you know, their music has like an actual deep meaning to them. Mm-hmm. And it's like it has an impact on them in their lives.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to that. How about you, Carl? What do you think?
No. I don't think it do. It depends on the person.
Depends on the person.
Some people can control themselves, some people can't.
Okay. All right. Now, I personally know, okay, I strongly believe, based on studies, that music does have an effect on you. It has an effect on you emotionally, psychologically, physiologically, okay? And why do I say that? Why do you think?
But for me, music, the only thing that really, like, calmed me down or, like, helped me.
Music calms you down.
Yeah.
So that's an effect. True? True?
It depends what song.
Music calms you down. Okay. What does music do for you? How does it affect you? Now, listen to what she said. She said music, certain music calms her down. That's one. Go ahead.
Well, I answered what she said. Music does calm me down. It just, I don't know.
It gets me hype.
What is it?
Because, so say I'm having a bad day. Uh-huh. Music can just turn it around just by listening to music.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Music can turn it around if you're having a bad day. Go ahead.
Same thing. I just feel like it just depends on your mood because, like, music can make you sad. Music can make you happy. Music can make you go crazy. Like, like all those music festivals, people go to have a good time because that music obviously affects them and makes them feel good.
Okay.
So.
Carl.
Oh, I take my statement back that I said no. Yeah, I take that back.
Why are you taking it back?
Because I thought about just
what
thought
just
about
said?
It. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So, if music can affect you and make you happy, hype. Mm-hmm. Did you say hype? Okay. What does music do for you when you're sad?
It makes me happy.
It lifts you up.
Yeah.
So, if music is able to do that to you on a conscious level, do you think that music can affect you in a subconscious
level? Eventually.
Of course.
How so?
Because, like, obviously, like, you know, like, in songs like with Cardi B or, like, Nicki Minaj, they talk about, like, you know, I'm gonna go beat this up and everything. And it's, like, you know, say if I was beefing with somebody and I had an issue with somebody and I listened to that song, like, I'm like, yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I'm gonna go beat that up. Like,
you know, sometimes when, like, people have problems with somebody and it's usually on social media, they'll take it on, like, Snapchat and they'll record themselves singing that one part of the song that says, it's just, like, the person that they're throwing this up to usually feels it, so like they know that it's to them. I think music does affect people.
Okay.
So just to think about.
So would you say, and this is, and I'm going to use the word, but it's not in a sexual kind of way, is music arousal? Does it arouse emotions?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you an example. Suppose you're upset with somebody. Okay. Listen to this. Suppose you're upset with somebody, and all you do, okay, for that day when you're upset with somebody, is listen to music that elevates that anger in you. Okay, how likely are you to lash out at that person after listening to 2, 3, 4 hours of that music that's telling you hit her?
It's like 9 out of 10.
Hit her in. Huh?
For me.
Yeah, most likely.
Are you likely? Are you likely to do it?
Yeah. It really depends on the song. Like if the song's saying do something violent, I'm just sitting there thinking like, should I do it? Don't do it. Text, like, if a song like text him or text this person, I'm sitting here thinking like, should I just, like, I don't know, but like, yeah.
So it arouses violence in you, doesn't it? Okay. So if it's true of that, All right, let's cross over to the part where it talks about the sexual part. Mm-hmm. Can it do that?
Yeah.
And it does. So I hear a lot of yeses. Yes, yes, yes. So music does affect you. Mm-hmm. Okay, music does change you.
I take that note back because I'm just now thinking about it, like looking at it. It really does. I thought you meant like, does it affect me?
In a negative way.
Yeah, in a negative way. I'm like, no.
But it does.
It don't. Not all the time.
Not all music. I'm not saying all music.
Like if I just got out of a relationship, the first thing I think about is turn on.
Do you turn on sad music or happy music?
It just is.
No, no. Finish that thought. Do you turn on when you just broke up in a relationship? Uh-huh. What are you gonna do? You gonna turn on some happy music or sad music?
Whatever come on the radio.
No, no, no. Answer me truthfully. What are you gonna do? What kind of music are you gonna play?
Sad music.
Sad? Why? Yeah. Why sad music?
Because
that's how we're feeling at the time.
That's how females are. Like, I don't know.
And then like after 1 hour of the sad music,
you turn it up.
Good music where it'd be like, yeah, I'm that girl. Like he don't even deserve me.
It's
really when you're in the mirror crying, you listen to the song, you're like, why am I listening to this? And you turn it,
So just 1 hour of sad music and then you go to...
And then you think...
Turn up music.
Yeah, and then you think, like, I can't do this.
I'm too good for
crying.
Him.
I'm ugly crying. I'm about to keep on doing it and I'll be keep stressing it. So I turn on some uplifting music, like, you...
All right. Do you believe... Okay, I'm going to ask you another do you believe question. Okay, do you believe that music has healing capacity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys jumped all over that, okay? Why were you so quick to jump on that? Think about your answer, what you just said. Music has healing capacity, okay? Why?
The reason I say healing has capable of doing that is because, so taking what she said, say if you're going through a breakup, and you listen to a song, and even though it's almost like, you know, it's a sad song, but when you're listening to the lyrics, it's actually like it means something. It's telling you something. Sometimes the song could be giving you advice, maybe how to move on, or, you know.
Some songs are encouraging. Like some songs is uplifting, and the lyrics is good. If you really pay attention to the song, it's not really about. It's really about the lyrics. So.
Okay. So. Go ahead, Layla.
Sometimes I think, like, especially with some artists, because some people, like, have favorite artists, and people say, like, oh, like, your music helped me through, like, because sometimes the artist can, like, it shows that the artist can relate to, like, what's going on, and it feels like that song was personally made for them, mm-hmm. and, like, what they're going through, mm-hmm. so it's, like, people have this connection with the artist, and it's, like, it helps them move on, because, like, hey, I'm not the only one going through this.
Okay, all right, so you guys have talked about emotional healing, mm-hmm. okay? And when I asked you that, I also had another type of healing in mind. Do you believe that music can constitute physical healing? Like if I'm sick, if I have some kind of sickness,
do you think music can't help me? Mm-hmm. Can't help me get rid of a cold.
No,
mm-hmm. No,
I don't believe it.
No. You don't believe it?
Mm-hmm. It's gonna
I'm just asking.
Yeah. I would have to see it to believe it.
What do you mean you would have to see it to believe it?
Like I would have to see somebody listening to some music that's gonna make them feel better.
If I'm laying in bed, I got tissue on my nose, I'm sick, and I turn on some music, that's going to make me want to sing the song, and that's going to make me, like, want to go on Snapchat and sing my music, but that's not gonna
keep going
to make me feel better.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Okay.
That's different for me. That's different for me.
Yeah, I'm still going to be sick at the
I got moment. Videos in my phone not too long ago when I was sick. I turned on some music. I was sick. I put some makeup on. I was taking snap videos and everything. I was happy.
Okay,
but so, you said physically you're still going to be sick.
But it's like, I still like, I went
out. Okay.
That's not physically.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, physically you're still going to be sick. Okay. Think about.
Emotionally you're going
to
be happy.
No. Okay, emotionally. Let's tie the two together. Listen, I'm just throwing this out there. I just want to see what you think. If this makes sense to you. Okay, I'm not a doctor. I just read and I study just like you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You listen to, you're sick. Okay. Let's say you have a cold. Or you're just not feeling well that day, whatever, mm-hmm. okay? You're listening to some music, okay? Not just that day, the next day, all right? And the next day, okay? Depending on how sick you are. Eventually, Do you think if you're listening to some uplifting, encouraging, positive music, that that is going to affect you in some way psychologically, which then affects you physiologically?
Yeah, I guess it's possible.
Who said that?
Me, I believe it, because knowing the way your brain works, like, mm-hmm. basically your brain controls everything in your body. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to ugly music and you're moving around and you're doing everything, your body will fight off that cold.
Okay, tell me something. What is your brain made of? I know this is kind of like a science.
Gushy stuff?
Huh?
Gushy stuff?
You have all kinds of biological, yeah. chemical stuff,
muscle
that gets released, okay, based on what you're hearing, what you're doing, you know, your emotions. Like, when things are happening, like when you're excited, different chemicals get released. When you're sad, different chemicals get released. When you're happy, different chemicals get released. When you're laughing, different chemicals get released. So...
Think about it. Emotions also affect you physically. So, like, say if I'm, like, stressed out. Say if I'm feeling stressed, I don't want to eat. My stomach starts to hurt. Your emotions affect you physically no matter what.
Okay. And I was just about to flip it, okay, so you can see what I'm talking about. When you're stressed, okay, you've heard people say that stress makes you sick, right, physically. So if stress can make, and I'm that example of stress making you sick physically, okay, because there was a season in my life where stress was seriously killing me, literally, just like cardio, you know, everything was just falling apart, okay. So if stress can cause physical illness, why can't something positive, joy, something, you know, bring healing? I mean, can't the opposite be true, is basically what I'm asking.
It is.
First of all, hold on. First of all, do you believe that stress can cause sickness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can bring on illness?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Layla?
Yeah.
You look like you're thinking about this. You're not sure.
No, I hear what you're saying.
But do you believe it, though?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. I can tell.
I do believe it.
You don't believe it.
I believe it.
Do you?
Yeah.
You look doubtful, though.
I feel like it can add on to it, but...
It can add on to it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if that's true, can the opposite be true? I'm just exploring.
Yeah.
I'm just exploring. So, the opposite can be true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I just changed your mind.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because this could be a lot of good things that's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be stressing you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's anything great that's going on, but you got to worry about. I don't know how to explain this.
You know what? And the reason why I asked that is because I have... I've had people in my life who have had cancer, okay, serious cancer, stage 4 cancers and stuff like that, okay, who changed their lifestyle. They changed the way they eat. They changed the things that they're listening to. They changed, you know, what the things that affected their moods. They changed all of that. And I'm not saying they got healed per se, but it expanded their lifetime. Okay, based on doctors' observations, based on, you know, and stuff like that. So, this is where I'm coming from with it, okay? I'm just saying that the opposite can be true as well. You don't have to believe me. Do your own reading, okay? Mm-hmm. You have a man here who's been sick, okay, who's been through it. I mean, if you want input, you can, anytime you want. But I'm just saying, I've been there. I've been in that point where I was really that guy that was literally sick from stress. And once I got rid of stress, okay, in my life, all right, believe it or not, everything just turned around, okay? My high blood pressure went down. All the other stuff that was going on cardiologically and everything went down, okay? Because I got rid of stress in my life and started doing some positive things in my life, okay? Whether it's, I listen to relaxing, you guys know, you walk into my office, I listen to relaxing music because on a stressful day, that's what relaxes me. When you guys are coming with drama, you see me, I phase you off a little bit, take a deep breath, okay, that's me, okay? That keeps me healthy, it keeps me sane, all right? And that's what I mean by that. So music does have an effect on you, as far as I'm concerned. And studies show that it does, okay?
Because, sometimes when I go home, like, I just see my grandparents are, like, really old, And it's like they obviously have like had issues, and it's like sometimes like I'm sure I'm not the only one like who can relate, but it's like sometimes your parents be like, oh mom, like my mom tells my grandparents, be like, oh, don't stress yourself out, you're going to get yourself worked up and you don't need that, like, because they don't, because it's going to make everything worse, and it's going to, like, you know, probably like spike their blood pressure, you know, it's going to like do something, like it's going to affect them physically.
Okay. Any more comments, thoughts? Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. Do you think that music artists write certain lyrics purposefully, thoughtfully, to convey messages?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer. Okay. All right.
Because if they wasn't, they would just be saying dumb stuff. Okay. Some rappers do say dumb stuff. I'm not going to lie. It's just a whole lot of jibber jabber and their raps. But some artists I do love because I connect to them and they just telling their story. So I do like some artists.
The ones that you like. Okay, and think about it. You like a variety of different artists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, think about the different music that you listen to. All right, the different artists, whether it's the love ballads, whether it's the rap, whether it's old school, what, you know, whatever it is. Think about the music that you listen to. Why do you go to that specific music and listen to it at any given time? Remember, we said that earlier. Okay, mm-hmm. You're sad. You listen to a specific music. Why do you go to that music? Like, for example, you came in, and I'm using this because it just happened, you came in singing Cardi B. What made you guys come in singing Cardi B? Why Cardi?
I was in a good mood.
You were in a good mood. So Cardi what? What does Cardi do?
Hypes us up.
Makes us feel hype.
That's my next. Cardi hypes you up,
yeah.
Right? Okay. So.
Oh, bless you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was loud. So, when you're listening to Cardi's lyrics, are you hearing Cardi's lyrics?
Yeah.
Or are you just repeating Cardi's lyrics?
Just repeating, because some of her raps be nothing special.
Do you agree with that? Because you guys were
just like, the Mr. One, she got Bodak Yella. It's all about fighting and be this, be that. Like, it's just hype. Like, I just like
it. A little bit of both. I'm sorry. I mean,
because
sometimes I just repeat the lyrics because like I'm not like a mean person. I'm not about to physically run down on somebody and beat them up for over. Like no, like mm-hmm. You keep that over there.
So what does the lyric do for you?
It just
hypes you up.
But why get hyped up? Why do you want to get hyped up on
because,
that
like,
lyric?
Because like it makes you feel bad. Like you can do anything in the world.
Like you
but
can
it's like,
conquer. Yeah.
At the same time, like,
play Cardi B.
It makes me feel like I physically have the strength. Like if I really wanted to, that's what makes me feel like I got the strength to actually go up and like run.
See, now you're starting to talk the truth. Now you're talking the truth. Okay. That's what I was trying to say. See, so Cardi B,
she brings out the inner, you know.
So the lyrics make you feel like someone you could be, want to be. Or let's say you're angry at somebody. Okay,
ooh.
You listen to Cardi B.
Mr. Paul,
okay?
So you go
in your head and you're listening to Cardi B, and in your head you're doing to that person.
I try to
Cardi
find out
what the lyrics
song.
Are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's happening?
If the whole
sometimes.
Song happy and not one
sometimes.
Negative part, I'm only listening to that.
I'm only go to that part because
like
that's what I'm feeling at that moment.
Yeah.
You could only gonna go to that one part because that's
you're
what
only listen to it.
Uh huh. So
everything
what do you put it on?
Like,
you put it on a loop.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't do that. I had to listen to the whole song.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good.
All right.
Why do you put? I've put music on loops before.
Me too.
Why do you think you're putting that music on a loop?
That's the only thing I want to hear.
Uh huh. I mean, why, Carl? Why is that the only thing you want to hear? I'm trying to get you to go a little deeper now.
Because that's what you
want to
do.
My music is always aggressive, but mm-hmm. It just depends what.
Mm-hmm.
How I feel. Like, I have to be in a certain mood for certain music. Like, I can't be 8 o'clock in the morning listening to Cardi B. I got to listen to some Chris Brown, Trey Songz in the morning. I got to listen to that. That music get me ready for the day.
Okay. You said your music is more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm trying to think
if I'm going
to
get put. Why is it? I mean, why is it that you're listening to aggressive music?
I just like the way they make their beats and stuff.
Okay, is it the beat? Is it the?
It's the beats.
Is it
the lyrics?
Lyrics?
The way the music video look like.
Mm-hmm.
I just like what that look like.
So you like the whole concept of it, the music video with the beats, with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you find yourself focusing on any one particular part of it? More than the others.
If I'm upset, yeah. But if like I'm happy.
If you're upset, what are you focusing on?
Whatever,
the visual or the lyrics?
Like, if it's a violent part and I'm upset, mm-hmm. I'm gonna listen to that violent part. But if I'm happy and I hear that part, it's just gonna go past me like I ain't hear nothing.
Okay. So if you're upset and you're listening to that violent part, okay, what are you doing in your mind at the time that you're listening to that violent part?
I'm gonna think about the person that I'm mad at, or
so that's your release.
Yeah.
So psychologically, you're releasing anger when you're listening to that.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Does that happen to you women too?
Yeah. It slowly goes out. Unless I hear something.
I know for me, like, if I'm just walking anywhere that has headphones in, and that one part come on, mm-hmm. I'll be quiet the whole song. But then when I know that part coming on, I'll just burst it out loud, and I just feel it. Like, I know she was talking to me, or he was talking to me when he made that song. Like, he made that part, he was talking to me.
Okay.
So, like, every time I listen to a song, I just feel it.
I'm not gonna continue on music thing, but I probably will ask a couple more questions. But one thing I want you guys to realize: do you realize that music has been a part of civilization
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
the very, very, very beginning?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna ask us a question. That's, you know, why do you think that is?
Because, like, not to get too deep into it, like,
no, good deep.
Especially during the time of slavery, that's how slaves. That's how slaves communicated on a plantation.
Okay.
Through song.
Okay. All right. That's how they communicated, through song. Okay.
And
what
then,
else?
I don't know that. But,
go ahead. What else? What did the slave songs do for them? I'm glad you came to that topic. What they did what?
It brought them together.
How so?
Because, like, think about it. They're obviously going through a hard time, you know. And, you know, this maybe them singing the music just for a minute or for a second, it just kind of made them, you know, forget that they're at where they're at.
Okay.
And that, you know, even though we are here, we're in this together.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There was, I forget what movie it was, but there were certain things like in a movie, like this guy was escaping and he was like on a boat and he was like rowing past the plantation,
mm-hmm.
and it's like he didn't want to get caught by, like, obviously, like the owner, like, you know, the master,
mm-hmm.
and it's like the slave started singing a song, and it's like they're communicating, so like basically using like special
code,
yes kinda. Like code, like, mm-hmm. to tell them, like, you know, keep going, like, you know, sing a song, and it's like they basically that was their code.
Okay. All right, since you went there, just a quick little history, realizing that slaves were made up of different colonies in Africa, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the music, okay, you said the music brought them together, okay, like, for example, one tribe would be playing banging on a banjo or whatever, on a drum, okay, and there'd be certain tunes that another tribe would recognize, okay, and so forth and so on and so forth, and that drew them together, okay. Now, in that concept, do you believe that certain notes in music communicate specific things?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when a musician, when a guitarist or a piano player is playing certain notes, okay, or pulling a certain string, have you ever heard somebody say, "He's pulling my strings"?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, emotional. Well, that's literal, okay? Because when a guitar player is hitting a certain string in a certain song, there's a certain emotion that they're trying to get
out of you. Yeah.
They're trying to evoke a certain emotion out of you. That's what music does. It evokes emotion. Whether you want it to or not, it's going to. Have you ever been listening to a song, then all of a sudden you start to cry? A love song, a sad song. Okay? Because it draws an emotion out of you. It draws a memory. It draws a thought. Okay? That's what the artist is trying to do. That's why you love certain artists more than you love others, because
mm-hmm.
they are communicating to you where you're at. Okay? And that's what music is. Music is a form of communication. All right? It draws you. Certain music draws you. Certain music repels you. I cannot listen to country music. I just can't.
Yeah.
You know? I know. You know what? Let me take that back. That's not true. I've grown. I've matured in that area.
Yeah,
okay. There's certain ones, but bluegrass, I cannot listen to bluegrass. There's just something about the banjo that just, that instrument, I don't like that instrument. It just messes with my head. I just cannot listen to it. So there's certain music that I cannot listen to. But the funny thing is, I've been listening to certain music that I like that insert the banjo, okay, in certain forms, and it doesn't affect me. Okay? So I don't know what that means psychologically, but I'm just saying, like, if it's just a banjo alone, I can't listen to it. But when an artist inserts certain things, certain notes with a string banjo at the right time, whatever, it communicates something different to me. So music, what I'm trying to say is music communicates to you. It does, whether you want it to or not, it does. Like I said, that's why I sit in my office and I listen to what I listen to, because it calms my spirit. That way, when Carl comes in my office with some crazy stuff, I don't go off, okay? Because I'm relaxed. I was just kidding, Carl. I was just kidding.
No, you wasn't. Yes.
I was just kidding. All right? So, I mean, do you guys understand? I mean, do you guys see what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Okay.
Because when I first started off, I asked the question, and you guys know music does not.
Yeah, I had to think about it. I was like...
And I wanted you guys
to answer too fast.
You answered too fast?
Yeah.
How about you was like,
Who said that?
I thought that's how you were trying to say it. Like, no, just because she on the pole dancing, swinging her song, don't mean I'm about to be.
Exactly.
Is that where you went with that?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
I was thinking the same thing. Just because I listen to Cardi B, that don't mean I'm going to do what she do. I just like her music.
No, that's not what I was trying to communicate.
Oh, so we had to put you in that place quick.
No, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean that just because you listen to lyrics that tell y'all to go out there and do dirt, that you're going to do dirt. But I think what it does for me, okay, is it desynthesizes you. What I mean by that is, if you listen to enough of the violence, if you watch enough of, let me know if I'm right, if you think I'm right. If you listen to it enough and you watch it enough, when you really see it in person, when it's really happening to you, there's a certain desynthesizing that goes on. You know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the natural feelings that are supposed to come up when you see somebody get shot or get hit.
Basically,
by a car.
It's gonna be normal, like, no big deal. What you're saying?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say it's gonna be normal, but it's gonna.
But impact, no,
it's
that's gonna what you're
you that. Yeah, well, you know, yes, it's going there.
It's,
like that.
It's not that it is normal, but I'm saying you're so used to seeing it, so when you do see it, mm-hmm. it's almost like it's nothing to you.
Do you believe that's true?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They said no. I thought somebody said no. So that's the point that I was trying to make with the lyrics that you listen to. You listen to enough hard
rap,
the gangster stuff. It does desynthesize you. It really, really does, to the point that, you know, sometimes, and it depends on your personality. If you have an angry personality anyway, and you're listening to that stuff, and like the guy said here, and one day you just get mad and you want to go off on the teacher, you're more likely, if you have that personality, I'm not saying you or any, I'm saying if that personality is in you, you're more likely to go and smack that teacher.
I definitely will.
If that's your personality and you got that person encouraging you.
I wish we could smack teachers without getting in trouble. Not for real.
Like,
I didn't mean to go there like that.
Just one. Like,
can we talk about that? Can that be the next topic?
Every month, just one for you.
Okay. So, we're talking about music. All right. Now, let's bring that into the environment.
Your community,
your neighborhood.
You guys bring that up.
Music about our neighborhood.
No.
Are we done with music?
Huh?
We done with music?
We can continue if you want. But we
need a topic.
Huh? No, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna go into.
Okay.
Does
I told you I already had a topic. I thought we should talk about smacking teachers.
No, we're not gonna talk about smacking teachers. Does where you live, does it dictate?
Yeah.
Who you become, what you become.
Yes.
How you behave.
Not all the time.
Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me what you mean.
Because, okay. So, we all live in Trenton, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean.
Not me.
Okay, first of all.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, we see a lot of violence. We hear a lot of bad things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, a few people, they might take that and run with it and, you know, let it change them, let it affect them. But other people, it, like,
it'll make them want to go the opposite way and not go down that path.
Honestly, when I see stuff like that.
So it's like 50-50.
You think it's 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I see stuff like that, that just makes me motivated to not want to be like them.
Yeah.
Or act too. Like that. Because I wouldn't want my kids, my future kids, to act like that. And I wouldn't want myself acting like that. But it's just the environment we live in. That's just what we used to. We used to seeing everything that's in Trenton. But it's just the way that you're able to handle it. Some people can't handle it because some people, like, feed into it. Like, my I'm not going to put no names out, but I have relatives that's, not relatives, like, cousins that's feeding into it.
How are they feeding into it?
Because that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their friends are. And once you hanging around people who like that, you get used to, like, being around that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you start acting like that. But with me, that was just never the case because I already have my, I got my future stuff planned for everything I want to do, and I can't mess that up.
Okay. Now, what? Go ahead. Somebody else comment on that.
Well, I mean, my parents never let me leave the house.
Okay.
But
you're in
that's
there.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's just like, even on the porch, like over the summer, like I think it was like last year or like 2 summers ago, but I was outside and this guy, like somebody drove by in his car that got stolen. He gonna pop the trunk of somebody else's car and pull a gun out. And it's like my father, he even tell me go in the house. I'm like,
he didn't or he did?
He didn't.
Okay.
I'm just like,
did you go in?
I went in the house regardless. You get shot, that's on you.
Oh, I'm glad you were smart enough to go
but
in.
But it's just like, I look at it and it's just like,
that's normal.
I already, like, it's normal for, like, around where I live. Like, there have been nights, like, before my stepmom moved in, like, I would never sleep in my room. Like, I didn't like sleeping alone. I've always been, like, you know, always buddy-buddy with my parents. And, like, I've always slept in the bed with my parents, like, since they separated, obviously. Like, I started sleeping in my dad's bed when I was little. And there was one night I was up watching TV. He was knocked out. And then, like, all of a sudden there was gunshots outside. And it's, like, my dad, like, because, like, his, like, windows are facing to, like, outside towards the street. He woke up, and he pushed me off the bed. He scared me. He was, like, crawl, crawl, crawl. And, like, he, like, made me crawl into the hallway. And, like, he was, like, over top of me. And he was like, you know, stay here for a little bit. Like, that's where I live. But it's just like, I know for a fact. Yeah, but it's like, knowing how my dad was brought up, my dad wasn't brought up in that environment, but he moved us into that environment. And my dad has the money to move us out of that environment. But knowing the way my dad was brought up and knowing the way that he raised me, I'm smart enough. I'm not going to get myself into that mess just because I live there. Don't mean I'm going to feed into it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, but some people, for like when you said that your dad didn't tell you to go in the house, some people don't react because, all right, he pulled out a gun, he hit the street, he not gonna do nothing to you because that's none of your business. Like, some people,
is that always true?
No,
that's not always true. But I'm just saying, he probably didn't say nothing because, oh, Layla, he didn't have nothing to do with you. You didn't hurt him. You didn't do nothing to him. But on the safe and serious side, he should have just been like going in the house because I would have ran in that house.
Innocent people do get, like, innocent people do get hurt for no reason. And, like, what if I was one of those innocent people that day? If I go
just
in the house?
Just sitting on the porch.
I'm asking this to all four of you guys, and I want to hear answers from all four of you. Do you find yourself at any time living in fear?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, what does fear look like, girl? You said no?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Going to sleep scared.
I'll let you guys say it first. What's that?
Going to sleep scared.
I'm
like,
come back to you.
Going to sleep just scared. Like, wondering what's going to happen.
Wondering what's going to happen while you sleep?
It could be happening while I'm asleep. It could be happening to my mom while she at work. It could happen to anybody. Okay. I'll just, every night.
Yeah, kind of.
Every night, I'm scared. I have to be scared.
Okay. You said you have to be. Hold
I
on.
Have
I'll
to
be back.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's kind of like the same thing what she said. Or if I'm out late around here, I get, like, paranoid. Like, oh, my gosh, what if somebody's behind me? Or, like, you know, that type of thing.
Especially because of vans that's going around now.
Okay, Layla.
I'm not going to lie. Like, this really hurt talking about it. Like, because I get home, like, sometimes I get home, like, late and it's dark out. And, like, sometimes we got to park around the corner. And it's like, I walk into the house with my sister. Like, sometimes I get scared. Like, what if somebody, like, legit pull up on my block and somebody shoot my dad? Like, that's gonna hurt me. Like, I don't want to, like, my biggest fear is seeing my dad or, like, my mom get shot in front of me because I know other people relate, like, to that around my neighborhood. And, like, I don't want to be one of them.
miss you call. You don't think about that kind of stuff?
You crazy.
I do, but if it happened, it happened.
Is that how you feel about it?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I'll be scared for somebody else. Like, oh.
But you're not scared for yourself?
No.
No? Why? You're not scared for your family?
I just don't care.
You just don't care?
Don't care.
No, when you say, I want to understand what you mean by you don't care, okay? Because I don't believe that you don't care, okay? Does you don't care mean you try not to think about it?
No. I know it's there. I just don't worry about it.
You don't worry about it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
I'll be worried. So every time I walk outside, I'll be worried.
You know what? That's interesting because what you're telling me when you say you don't worry about it, so basically, you lived your life kind of like, you probably don't know this saying. Que sera, yeah, exactly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. Is that how you
live
your life?
If it's my time, it's my time.
For real?
Yeah.
Boy, I wish I could live like that. That's a less stressed. Like, there's a lot less stress.
One day I stayed out.
But you got to be cautious, though.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Like, I stayed out too late one time and it got dark. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about, like, oh, dude, you're going to rob me. You're going to knock me on my bike and steal my bike. I'm not.
But that may be different for males, though.
It might, if it happened to me, I already know what I'll do. I'm square up with it. But if I lose, I lose. I go home the same. If I die that day, I die that day. It's been my time. I just don't care.
Wow.
I feel like that's whatever different.
I'm not saying what you're saying is bad, but I've just
never heard it.
I've never heard anybody
whatever
come out
punches
and say
thrown at
it like
me,
that.
I'm just going to dodge it or get hit. Either one.
Paul, it's different for females, I feel like.
You think it's different
I
for
really
females?
I really think it's different. No. Nobody.
So wait. First of all, I want to take a census here. How many of y'all really believe what he's saying?
I don't believe
that. Do you believe him?
I mean, I believe him.
I feel like in this community, it's like you have to turn a blind eye to it.
You gotta be cautious all the time.
And it's like some people just turn a blind eye to it, and some, like even as sad as it sounds, some people come to terms with the fact that it may happen to them. Mm-hmm. Because of where they live, and they can't do nothing about it. Like, Carl just could have came, like, to terms with it. Like okay, like, my fate is my fate. Like, if it happened, it happened.
I guess where I'm at with Carl is what he has right now, mm-hmm. I've just developed in my senior year, you know. It's not that I don't care. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, I don't go around scared. Yeah. I just don't. I can't walk around scared of everything around. I don't put myself in predicaments. That's gonna bring me harm.
I'm a scary head, though, so that's different.
But but harm can come to you wherever.
But that fear started when I found out that it was white vans going around snatching young females. That's where my fear started. Cause now every time I walk outside, I'm really paranoid.
You know what?
Every time I see a white van.
I've been hearing that. Like, what? Where did that? I've been hearing that the past month.
It's white vans going around.
That there's white vans going around
doing sex trafficking. They're just going around trying to get little girls.
Was this on the news? It's all on the news.
Like, and stuff.
Mr. Paul, I'm not even gonna lie. Not too long ago, there was an article and I came back. There's a nail salon in the mall that I work in. The owners were sex trafficking people. Imagine if I went to that nail salon and I wanted to get my nails on there, and they wanted to sex traffic me.
Yes, and it's on it. It's on the news, like, it's really on newspapers and stuff. Like, that's scary. And I'm just saying that I feel like what he said is 100%. I feel like I believe him. He probably do feel that way. Mm-hmm. But for females, we always got to be protected. Mace, exactly. Taser, something. Like, so every time I'm outside, it's more common or it's more likely
that women are going
to
be more fearful.
And it's crazy. Yeah, because ever since I heard about the white vans, that's all I've been seeing is white vans.
Wow.
Like,
I, to be honest with you, to my chagrin, I really haven't caught up with that news. I mean, I heard little bits and pieces, but I mean, I know. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not ignorant. I know sex trafficking happens, and I know it's a real problem.
But it's mostly like in our area. It probably won't be like
this specific. But this specific. It happens in my area too.
But it's more common now.
It shows like.
But you're talking about something specific that's happening here in your neighborhood that I was not aware of. I've been hearing young ladies that are talking about it. I mean, seriously, I have. I've been hearing young ladies the past several weeks talking about that, and I wasn't aware of that.
Right.
So that's a fear right there. That's a legitimate fear
that you guys have.
Last
week, my friend was walking, and it was two Hispanics in a car, in a van, and it was a stop sign, and for a red light. And they looked at her, and it was like this. Mm-hmm. She was like, fuck you. Sorry, she's going to beat him up. And she just started running. Like, nobody want to deal with that. Nobody want to just... I want to go outside knowing nothing going to happen to me, knowing I'm going to be okay and feel protected. I don't want to go outside and think these men are going to snatch me up just because I'm a woman. I'm walking in the dark, and they feel like they doing the right thing with making money, with giving me the people to have sex with me. Like, I really don't understand that. I don't know where that came from, but
it's common now.
It's happened. Keep happening.
But listen, you said that it doesn't happen where I'm at. It does happen, because I remember one day recently, within the last couple of weeks, it was last month. I'm coming home, and one cop car flies by me, another one flies by me, and then I see them turn into, you know, the street that I was just getting into. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's going on? Okay? And I drive into my driveway, and I look down the street. There's one parked down the street. There's one parked down in the middle street, and there's one parked in the, because my block curves, and there's one parked at the curb. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I go inside, and a friend calls. Did you hear? I'm like, what? Some guy was driving, and there was two girls. They're not young ladies. Mm-hmm. They were girls riding their bikes, and he tried to coax them into a van. And the mother came out right in the nick of time, and he took off. And so that's what the cops were for. They were trying to find out who it was. That's come crazy. To find out. Listen to this, though. Come to find out, it was a local guy. And this is how things differ. This is how things differ from neighborhood to neighborhood. Okay, like if this would have happened in your neighborhood, I would tell you what's going to happen. But this is what turned out. Okay, they found out who the guy was 2 days later. Come to find out, he is a local guy, quote unquote, an alcoholic. Okay, the neighbors know he's an alcoholic. He gets drunk and he does stupid stuff, and he was out there, you know. For whatever reason, he told the cops that he was, you know, he had no malice in mind, so forth and so on. Do you know that they let him go?
Are you serious?
They let him go.
This might be a weird question.
Okay.
What color was he?
Imagine that. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. All right. So imagine that in another scenario. Okay. And this happened, and I was shocked.
I was really shocked.
Hey, ask Miss Norman, Miss Wood Norman. She knows about it. She lives not too far from me. And as a matter of fact, she's the one that told me about the man, because the man didn't live that far away from her. They just questioned him and let him go. Okay, because he's the neighborhood drunk. They thought he had no harm. No, but why in
the world? That doesn't even make sense.
But that don't mean nothing.
That like, should be why they should fear.
When you're under the influence, you ain't got no control.
Anything.
So what if he get drunk again and them two little girls is outside and he actually, and the mom don't come outside? No. He physically goes up and grabs one of them.
Let me tell you something. Do I think that they're keeping an eye on him? I believe they're keeping an eye on him.
They don't just we have ice cream in the van. No, they take you, they push you in the van, mm-hmm. they put something in, like they stick you with a needle, you fall asleep, they beat you, mm-hmm. and then they give you off. They give you to the people. It's not like they just
stop doing that. Carl, you hear what these young ladies are talking about, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Somebody's too close. You don't have that fear, do you?
What?
That fear that they have about being abducted for sexual purposes. You don't have that fear. But you know what?
It happened to young men out there.
My mom just told me that around my area, they were spraying perfume on people, mm-hmm. and that perfume would knock you out, mm-hmm. and they would grab you. Mm-hmm. I know that. And you know
what's happening to guys, too. Okay, I just want to make sure you were aware.
And people would be like, you'd be like, oh, yo, bro, you want to try this perfume? You'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. They come too close, I'm swinging first. I'm not asking questions. You could be actually trying to sell perfume, make your job, but right now, there's perfume going out there, so just in case you might want to try something, I ain't gonna take that chance. I might just hit you.
And you gotta think about it, when it's dark and somebody pull up on you unexpectedly, you don't know that person, you never seen that car before, you never got in the car before. First thing I'm thinking about, run.
Okay. Have you guys ever experienced a scary experience like that? You have experienced that? Somebody tried to drop to my
No. No.
Yes, nothing you want to talk about?
Oh, it's nothing really that serious. I was sitting at the bus stop. Some white van came past, stopped, looked at me, waved at me, and I stuck my middle finger up. And the light turned green. I'm not playing with
You politely stuck your middle finger up.
Yes. Can I show you?
And they left you alone?
Yes, I did this.
Okay, I know what that meant. Yeah,
I'm not playing with no white man. You better leave me alone.
Okay. All right.
This is when I was in middle school. I had this friend, right? And, like, I was, like, really close. Like, I known him and his sister. And his sister was turning 18, so she invited me to a party. And she was her 18th party. So, like, obviously, I dressed up nice. And like, I'm sure I'm not, like, the only girl that can relate to this. Like, when you get dressed up and put makeup and heels on, you look older. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I get that a lot. Like, sometimes people think, like, people be like, oh, I at least think you, like, you 18 or 19. Somebody thought I was 21 before. I do not look no 21. No. But I went to her party.
It depends how much makeup you got on.
I went to her party. My hair was flat iron. I had heels on. I had a nice, like, little dress on or whatever. And then this guy that was at another table, like, I was sitting at the table with the rest of the kids. So if I'm sitting at a table with other kids, I would be like, look, probably, like, they probably look a little younger than me because I don't know why I was looking a little scandalous. But you, like, you, that should click in your head that I'm, like, around their age. So, this guy, he kept eyeing me, and it's just like, I ain't paying on my to it, because, look, I don't want no parts with you. I'm here to celebrate this girl 18th birthday. I'm not here to, no hookups, no nothing. I'm not worried about you. You still over there at your table. I'll still be here with my friend.
I hate people staring at me.
So,
Can I ask you a question? Hold on. Freeze right there. You said you hate when people stare
at me. I hate when people, like, stare at me. I don't know why.
Do you hate when people stare at you?
Yeah, I don't like it. Makes
do you hate when people stare at you?
It makes me uncomfortable. Okay. Yeah.
Now, listen to this. And I'm going to say this, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Like, when a woman tells, have you ever heard the expression, or not an expression, has anybody ever tell you, the woman dresses on purpose?
Yeah, I hate
that. Have you ever heard that term, that a woman dresses on purpose? What does that mean? What does that mean to you?
I feel like they think tight stuff, or I'm wearing something tight to get your attention. Me wearing tight stuff, or me wearing a dress, me wearing a skirt, me wearing just anything is never to get nobody's attention. If I'm comfortable in a tight dress, if I'm comfortable in tights, if I'm comfortable in whatever I'm comfortable in, I'm going to wear it. If I wanted to impress somebody, that's not the way I would try to impress somebody. That's all I'm saying.
You don't dress to impress people.
Never. If it's a party or something, if I'm going on a date or something, of course I want to look cute for my date. But if I'm in school and, oh, she got this on, because she, no, that's never the case. If I'm like at a friend outing, like if I'm at her family house or something, I don't want her family to ever think, oh, she got this on because she too this, she too that. And that's what older people think about us young girls, that we wear tight stuff because we think we grown and stuff. Because I get that a lot. Like, my family is very, like, harsh on their wording. Like, sometimes they don't know. What to say. If I'm comfortable with it, I'm going to wear it.
Okay. How about you, Layla? What do you think
on the subject?
I said Layla. I meant Talia.
I kind of get what she's saying, and it's always been like this, I don't know what to call it, a stereotype kind of thing that...
Towards the young person?
Yeah, towards young females that if you wear a skirt that's a little too short, like, you're asking for it, or...
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect since you're wearing that? But it shouldn't be like that, and that's messed up, that... That's in people's minds.
Dave and your family would just even say that.
Just like what she's saying. If that's what I feel comfortable in, if that's what I want to wear, then, I'm wearing it for me.
I want to make sure I understand that the people that are telling you that are not just men or men.
It's men, it's females, it's your hating cousins, it's your hating aunts, it's everybody. I don't care how you say
it. It's your hating aunts.
Yes, like, I feel like, I don't care how you say it, you can say it to me in the nicest way as possible. Oh, sweetie, I just don't like the fact that you have that on. I think you're trying to shut up, because that's not the case. If I wanted that to be the case, I would have made it, but it's not. So my aunt is haters.
Think about this. I'm coming to you. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, I just feel like a lot of men tell you, like, oh, like, you're, since you're wearing, like, you're asking, no, like, if I wanted to impress you, and if I, like, wanted to, like, to make a move on you, I'm gonna make myself look nice, but I'm gonna also make it known that I'm trying to impress you.
Yeah.
I'm not, no, like, yeah, I'm young, but it's, like, I was told, use my voice, so if I like you, I'm gonna tell you, like, oh, like, yeah, I wore this because you said this color looked good on me, so, you know, I want to impress, like, I'm gonna tell you what it is from the jump. I don't need to sit here and flirt with you from afar with your favorite color. No, I'm gonna tell you.
Let me ask you a question, okay? I'm going to come back to you in a second. Let me ask you ladies a question, all right? Think about this, okay? Different, occasions. All right, for example, if you're going to, I don't know if you go to church, if you're going to church, mm-hmm. okay, are there certain things that you would wear during church that you wouldn't wear at a disco?
Yes, yeah.
I said disco, a nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And real quick, why is that?
Because I feel like at a church,
it's not appropriate.
Yeah, at a church that you even grew up in, mm-hmm. like people that know you and stuff, like you can't have no skirt right here. That's all I have to say. Like, I never once woke up in the morning and thought, let me wear this skirt to church. Mm-hmm. Because I know what they gonna say, and I know how church, that's how church people are. But that's just church people. Like, it's even in the Bible. Isn't it in the Bible? Something about, like, I don't know. I'm not gonna quote me on that, but I really feel like it's in the Bible. Like, I don't know. You have to be covered up at church. That's just that. Okay. But if I'm going out somewhere else, I don't need nobody in my head about what should I wear or not.
Because there's an attire, like there's a time and place. Like there's a time and place for me to dress at church.
Whatever
your
attire.
Yeah, like so, like say like you go to a dinner party, be like, oh, like wear like a cocktail dress, or like, you know, like you, like if it's like a like suit and tie event, like it depends on the event and how you're supposed to dress. Like if it's a costume party, mm-hmm. I'm not about to go in there like wearing church outfit. Like no, like if it's
or a sweatsuit.
Yeah, like
okay. One thing I want to say real quick, okay, Carl. I wanted to get you to comment as a young man, because I know the way a female dresses affects young men. Okay, I know that. All right, but one thing to be mindful of is just that. Okay, is
whatever they think is that
what you wear does have an effect on how people perceive you.
That's yeah.
Okay, point blank, whether you like it or not, it does. It does. Okay, so be mindful. All right, yes, you're free to wear whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
But be mindful that there are others around who are affected.
I don't care about others.
By that.
They should not be looking.
Be careful. All right, be careful.
I don't care.
Thank you all.
Wow. Thank you, they better buy my clothes.
I should have attacked this topic first.
Yes, you should have. Right. I feel like I'm not about to change my clothes because of somebody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. We are done, girl. We are done. You were ready to go.
I'm about to go off.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and we hope to see you or be with you next time here at the Purple Palace for our...
The jail hole.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Night-night. I'm about to go.
You said the jail. You said the jail.